Now, reusable water bottles have gained immense popularity in recent years, and why wouldn't they? They're environmentally friendly, and we know now how important it is to stay hydrated. The problem is that many of us aren't cleaning them properly. We probably know that anyway. Anyway, Associate Professor in Clinical Microbiology at the University of Leicester joins me now on the line, Dr. Primrose Freestone. Hello, how are you?
I'm fine, thank you.
Thank you so much. I read an article you printed today on the BBC website talking all about this. So I have a bottle, I'm looking at it right now, and I'd like to think I'm rinsing it in the evening just before I fill it up again. So what kind of germs are being found in the standard water bottle, first of all?
Well, the first thing is you have to think about what happens when you drink from your water bottle. So whatever's in your mouth or on your hands will actually end up back in the bottle. And you've got around about 500 or 600 different species of germs living in your mouth.
Okay.
So therefore, rinsing out your bottle is probably not enough. You need to properly wash it with hot water and a detergent and give it a good soak. And then rinse with very, very hot water and then let it dry overnight. And that properly disinfects the water bottle. But otherwise, keep on using it and you'll build up germs, bacteria and fungi, and you can get quite ill from them.
Can you?
Yes, you can.
Okay, go on. Scare me. How ill can I get? What can happen?
Well, whatever's in your mouth, okay, and that can be Staphylococcus, Streptococcus, okay, they can basically end up in your water bottle and start growing. Fungi as well, because water that you put in it, even if it's actually from the tap, mains tap, is not sterile. So therefore, over time, the debris that comes from your mouth actually acts as food, even though it's at tiny levels, for the microorganisms that's actually in your water bottle. And so therefore, over time, they can actually grow up and you can end up with stomach infections, diarrhea,
wow,
sickness. You can actually get allergies if it's that fungal allergen that's growing down the side of your water bottle. Lots of things can happen. So hygiene is very important.
We used to call my nephew Backwash Bill when he was a kid, when he was like a toddler, because he'd like always leave. But it's everybody is putting stuff from your mouth into your water bottle. I thought it's only going one way, but it's not. You're saying you're infecting your water bottle. Naturally, it just happens.
Well, the thing is, in your mouth, the numbers of bacteria, the ratios, they're kind of controlled by your immune system and the fact that you actually swallow them. When you actually drink any fluids, you wash them away. But that's not happening in your water bottle. And every time you actually drink into it, you're depositing more.
Okay, so I'm going to confess, I have a tall 2-litre plastic water bottle, which is not designed for reuse. It's just a standard one you buy off a shelf, that I fill up with tap water and put in the fridge, and in the evening then drink it at night. And I've been using that for about 6 months.
Well, actually, refrigeration, yeah, will actually stop microorganisms growing, because the cold, microorganisms like warmth, okay,
yeah.
And putting your bottle in the fridge will stop them growing, but it won't completely stop them growing. They'll just grow that much more slowly.
Okay, so what about, like, you put it beside your bed at night for a couple of nights in a row, you know, the same bottle, what's happening to the bacteria there? It's growing, it's flourishing at night, is it?
Well, you're going to end up with small micro rainforests actually in your water bottle. And the problem is they'll actually attach to the sides and actually start growing and forming what's called a biofilm, which is like a slime community of microorganisms. And I'll be honest, that really needs, you know, a sort of epic level cleaning to actually get rid of it.
So you're growing a little community of bacteria here all having festivals and parties in your bottle at night. You're growing a little tiny mini rainforest in your bottle.
I'm afraid you are.
Oh, wow.
Okay. And I must admit, I don't have a water bottle.
Do you
I
not?
Actually,
the scientist
no,
doesn't.
I don't.
What do you use? A big glass, like a normal person, yeah.
A big glass that gets washed out at least twice a day. And I must admit, I actually go for a kind of cheaper brand of disposable bottle. We recycle the bottles for the purposes, but no water bottle in my home.
Okay, well, you're scaring me now. So is metal better than plastic? So you know, people have those metal that kind of keep things hot and cold.
Well, if you actually wash your water bottle out, it doesn't matter whether it's metal, glass,
or it doesn't
plastic,
matter. Okay.
All of them will actually accumulate bacteria and biofilms over time. Okay, you really need to wash after every other use, or at least two or three times a week. And you actually need hot water, you need detergent, give them a good shake, leave them for 10 minutes or so, then rinse out with hot water and let them dry, ideally overnight, because drying is also antimicrobial as well.
OK, thank you so much. OK, Dr. Primrose Freestone, thank you so much for scaring the bejabers out of the Irish people today. Thanks for joining us. I'm sure we'll talk to you again soon. Let's take a break.